I guess I'm very lucky in the sense that I get to call two places home, New York City, which is a never-ending marvel, and Buffalo, which is just a very wonderfully nurturing place. I love the people in Buffalo. I love the courage and the values and the joy of the people in Buffalo, and I always am thrilled when I come home.
You also grew up Catholic, and I only ask this because you're a drama producer, but there's quite the drama unfolding in today's Catholic Church here in Buffalo and elsewhere, and has that affected you personally?
I feel like my writing is informed in a large part because of my upbringing in Buffalo, and a lot of that had to do with being raised Catholic. My whole feeling about the church at this point is I believe in a lot of what the church teaches, but I don't believe in sort of the priest speaks for God. We find more and more that priests are just like any other people and can be as flawed and as corrupt as anybody.
I didn't think that you would shy away from the question because many of the themes that we see in your series, Oz, St. Elsewhere, Homicide, American Tragedy, Borgia, I mean, they're very gritty. Religion is in there, freedom, a lot of violence. But real life to extreme really seems to be the greatest spark of your creativity. Is it like you say, it informs your creativity?
I'll say this, that I've been very blessed in my career that I've been constantly given the opportunity to write television shows the way I want to, and not to try to just do the easy, commercial version of a story. And I take that responsibility extremely seriously. And I think in a democracy, we need to be as aware as we can possibly be of the problems as well as the strengths and the values of our country.
And since you brought that up, I'll ask you about the election. What are your thoughts?
My parents were, New Deal FDR Democrats. My whole family are still Democrats. I think it's good that there's going to be a Democratic House and a Republican Senate. And I'm hoping that after all these years of divisiveness in the Capitol between the politicians, that they will learn that the only way to serve us, the American people, is to work together as opposed to trying to kick each other's teeth in.
And now you have a new Showtime series, City on the Hill. Now, that's not Capitol Hill.
No.
Would you like to tell us about that?
Hill. It's a series set in Boston in the early 1990s, and it deals with the same sort of issues that we're facing today: racism, misogyny, gun violence, corruption in government. And Kevin Bacon is the star, and we're going into production the end of January. Hopefully, it'll be on sometime early fall of 2019.
Any possibility of filming in your hometown in the future?
I dream of that. And I've written several pilots over the years set in Buffalo. None of them, unfortunately, sold. I know that we could make it work. I just have to come up with something that's going to spark a network executive's impulse to say yes.
What haven't you done that you still would like to do professionally or personally?
That's an interesting question. I've been very blessed to be able to do the projects that I want to do. And that would be very greedy of me to say, but I want this or I want that. You know what I mean? I just thank God that I've been given what I've been given over the course of my life.